I am your hair's worst nightmare, and I can't wait to do wonderfully horrible things to your hair. Instead of those curls, how about a little humidity-induced unruly frizziness?
Your hair has enemies. It needs a friend, like beauty brands and our $8.99 annual hairspray event. Save up to 70% on over 100 salon professional hairsprays and dry shampoos. Brands like Redken, Sexy Hair, TG, and more, all starting at just $8.99. Visit a beauty brand's location near you or beautybrands.com.
You are listening to the Robert Drakes Media Network.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on? It's me to you and you and you. Can relax? And I really don't give a shit if you don't say anything, because I am. Anyway, going on in my mind, springtime they claim is, you know, it's time to clean. Cleaning. Every year we clean out the same old shit, and every year it comes back again. How do you perform spring cleaning? Say, you know, this shit didn't serve me anymore, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to deal with it. And then I just go through my contact list, call me, because we really don't have nothing to talk about times I want to clearing, somewhat like clearing out old shit, so you'll have room for new shit. So I just go through and do some spring clearing, and I'm a happy person. Clearing also takes me to a better state of mind, be more at ease with myself. And me be more positive, or, you know, miss out on a whole bunch of the negative bullshit that other people be trying to throw in your way to from making progress. Bring that shit level. Go ahead and get things cleared out so that you can move to the next level. About new beginnings. First of all, you have to know you can't have a new beginning unless you think, what are you ending? End all the shit that you don't need. End the drama, especially the baby mama drama, because drama. End the drama with your job. If you need that job, then you need a job. Maybe that ain't the job for you, and it's time for you to do some spring clearing and go ahead and do a job and get you something better to do, something that makes you happy. Whatever you do, make sure that you're making some money, because and all that bullshit, and if you're not, and me only. And if you don't like it, you really want to talk to me, though, you have the options of making a phone call. I'll give you that number later on, but for now, to you the other day, and how we as women have gotten so lazy. Maybe lazy ain't the word, but damn, whatever it is, habit of letting men come and make deposits in our life, and they dirty draw, deposit in their dirty hands, deposit in their dirty over us and in us, and all we're left with some dirty draws, soiled sheets. Shit, we got to clean up because they came and made a deposit. Why have we become, when do we become givers? Talking about givers in the sense of gold digging givers, because them bitches is a trip. And I don't know why you think your pussy is gold and you giving it to somebody who's going to buy you stuff. And if you giving away pussy to get purses to you, but I'm saying shit, purses don't do shit for me. Money talks and that bullshit walks. But not getting nothing in return, that don't make no sense. And if you're a grown woman, you should be on your grown woman tip, taking care of your shit and making sure that things are right with you. Saying is, you don't need to rely on nobody, no nigga, no bitch, no mama, no daddy, no grandmama to give you nothing. You need to open up the door and get the shit, because when you get up and do something for yourself, it feels good for you to do it. And then you don't have to sit around crying and begging and worrying about when somebody's gonna do something. To have a wet pussy and an empty pocketbook. Oldest profession in the world. Oldest. And women have always been known to trade. What you want to do, nothing wrong with it, just make sure you're getting something out of it. They're nice, but money talks, bullshit. If you got clothes and you don't have no food on you, you just wasted some time. And he didn't buy the shit. Shit, you really wasted your time with that one. Because now, once again, they have a wet pussy and he gets a soft dick, and all you get, women, we need to stop letting our pocketbooks be empty. Sometimes you don't need to wait on a man to give you. You can go out and get it for you. Women are the most intelligent beings. Societies were ran by women. Being the mother, the ones who can actually give birth, couldn't do shit without a woman. Because if we all clammed it up and decided we ain't have no babies, guess what? The population stopped here. You know, we nice enough because we kind of like the fellas. And we're nurturers, so we got to have babies so we can nurture. So, to your detriment, it's going to harm you to make sure that whatever is happening, that is creating something positive in your loved one, i.e. your children. That, but damn, sit around and wait for somebody to just give you something. Sitting around waiting on a welfare check, some bullshit. Why are you waiting on the government to give you what you can go out and get for yourself? And then the little bit of pennies that they give you, get a job and make more than that. Then you might have two or three or four kids. I get that, but guess what? You have the knowledge and you have the power. Power. I mean, you have all power. You can go out and get whatever you want, because you are a creator. Are negative around us or can't do shit, you ain't gonna be shit, you ain't nothing, your mama wasn't nothing, your daddy wasn't nothing. For some reason, you don't know how to surpass that. You don't know how to tell them haters, you know what, I'm gonna use that energy that you're giving me to step up higher and to make myself. Sometimes you need to just think about it. Shit, I'm gonna become something just because I'm somebody and I want to prove them wrong. Get off the welfare, family. Buy yourself a fucking car and go and do what you got to do. You don't want to work for nobody, it's your own goddamn business. School, learn a trade. trade. Learn how to do this shit. Time to read the damn paperwork so you know how to do it, so that next time you don't have to go and pay somebody else to do it. People will be coming to you and paying you to do it. Sitting around on our asses, women, waiting on people to give us shit. Somebody give you, guess what? The glory. She's that because I made her that. She has that because I gave her that. But when you go out and get it for you, can't no motherfucker come around and tell you that you didn't do it. Credit. And if they do, you tell them bitches, you ain't did shit for me. I'm doing shit for you. This is, I'm talking to you with things on my mind. And you know, it's election, all this preliminary election bullshit going on. You got Donald Trump with his bad hair running to be president, saying all kind of bullshit. Think, what the world and why is this happening? No, ain't nobody really thinking about it. All we're doing is go protest, stop Donald Trump when he's only a decoy, to be a decoy. He's not really ready to be a president, and whoever put him up not really wanting him to win. I don't know what other person it is, but I'm still seeing him as a decoy. And loud, but he ain't bullshit about taking back the country. Country that was never yours in the first damn place. This country didn't belong to Donald Trump and his German people or whoever the hell they are. This country belonged to the Native Americans, Seminoles, all the other things that I can't, the Native Americans country belonged to. And then them people came over here with guns and shooting and shit. We haven't had a moment. So anyway, I'm thinking that Donald Trump is just in the race. Some of the other stuff, issues and bullshit. Like, you'd be the first one on the boat because you ain't from here either. Or your grandparents, somebody in your family had to come over here, even though you might have been born here. They never, you're talking about going back, and then maybe we'll all follow you. Anyway, okay, I'm done with that because that shit just be pissing me off. I'm about to just, but you know what? This is my radio show, and I can do radio the way I want to. And if I choose to get pissed off and say what I want to say. It's on my mind today. Hey, yeah, we just had, who made this shit up? I remember. People were holding palms in the air, palm branches in the air as Jesus came through the city on a donkey. Boy, oh boy. Christians sure can make up a whole bunch of paganistic holidays and rituals, can't they? They come up with the dumbest shit. Should we be worshiping the palm trees? Oh, no, don't worship palm trees. You got to worship Jesus. Figure out where he told me I needed to worship him. As my brother brought up the other day, the most widely quoted verse, John, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, words that are written in red. It's written in red in certain Bibles, the only begotten son. And why is he saying that his only begotten son? Why did he just say, well, God sent me because I'm his only begotten son for another day? I'm sure we'll be bringing that up again soon and talking about it. Make sure you call and talk to us about it. Nothing we're trying to stop you from doing anything that you do, because you're going to keep doing what you believe in. Keep doing what I know, what I believe. Believing and wishing don't get shit done, but knowing and doing makes it happen. What I'm all about, the results. Anyway, some kind of spring clearing, you just kind of clear your mind, bullshit out your face, and starting to do these diets because we want to look good in our bathing. No matter how much weight you lose, some of y'all won't be looking good in your bathing suits no matter what. Some of you just don't have that good body. I'm not trying to talk. You look good, guess what? Not about what other people think about you. I might look at you and say, hey, suit is nice, but it's not suited for you. You can wear that Sherman Clump no matter what. What a nice day, and what a nice way to just kind of your mind, get it off your chest, remove all that heaviness, and stop carrying around other people's and burdens. Women, stop carrying around men, summer's eve, or whatever you need to do. Somebody who got some good stuff to deposit into you before you start letting him deposit it. About men being sperm donors, well, we need to stop being sperm holders, sperm recipients, taking on from those men that are not giving you anything. I've been down on men. Hey, I'm a lover of all men, men in relationship to a woman, but men need to get back to being men. But women, being better women. It would be nice if men would get back to being men. So the men would just start learning how to, and a woman with her legs open all the time. I mean, I'm sure it's nice to do what you do, but when you're ready for something serious, it won't be there for you because all you're doing is chasing skirt tail and running behind open legs. So learn how to be a man. Find a man who's doing the right thing and being a man, and then do what he does. It's on my mind. I don't know why this came up for me today. I know a lot of people a few people I know have lost loved ones, and they're going through, totally understandable, and I get it. Praying for people is free. I get it. Praying is like the laziest way you can help somebody. Hella lazy. If you want to do something for somebody, go over to them and see what you can do for them. Encouragement. Give them, show your face and give them some encouraging words. Saying go. Because, you know, you're sitting there praying, you're asking God to take care of them and help them and do all this stuff. But you're asking God to do all kind of stuff for these people that you could do for yourself. You could go and do for them. To do it for them. So do all this praying. Saying, hey, God, thinking about you. Drive by their house and knock on the door. They might not answer. Leave them a note of bananas or some shit. Damn. Don't just, now when people are far away, I get it. What phones are for? Damn, there everybody got a telephone, so you ought to be able to call somebody. Okay, they might not answer. Leave a fucking voicemail. Say, hey, I was thinking about you. I understand you're going through some shit. If you need me, call me. I'm here for you anytime. And then don't really be there, because when that phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning and your ass is praying, because that might be the time when they need you at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just saying. And you clear, clean, and I know my body's clear. where my mind is. Remember, if you want to talk to me, you can get in on the conversation. I'm supposed to give you a phone number that I can't remember right now. Either way, and if you really don't want to hear what I'm saying, you can go and do something else. You can have your own radio show. Anyway.
Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.